A parak of Yevamos Mishnah Gimel. Amoinu Moyavi Asurim Iser Oilam. Since in the previous mission we discussed the psul of cow called psula daka, and that got into Maseches Yevamos because we're talking about truma, and truma got into Maseches Yevamos because we're talking about different halachas of koyanim. So lemaisa. Now we're going into other psulei kohol. So Amon is somebody from Amon nation and Moav nation. Asurim. Isurim isur oilam. Am the kevus sayhem mutares miyad. The kevus amuter immediately. In other words, this is the famous halacha called amoini v'loyan amoinis moyovi v'loyim mavis. This was a het of rus imo shemalchus of Beis David. Yeah, mitzri ve'doyme eno isurim el ad shloisha doyres echad tzchoim ve'echad kevus. A mitzri is also for three generations, till the third generation. But in those first two generations, he's also whether it's a male or female. Rabbi Shimon matters in a cave is miyad. Rabbi Shimon says no. By mitzvah, they're only the scharim are prohibited, not in a cave. All Rabbi Shimon, kabuchoy madvar uma in the mokum shasat scharim yisur oilam. In the case of the moini, it's the yisur oilam that the scharim also. Hitters in a cave is miyad. In a cave are permitted immediately, because only a moini, not a moinis. Mokum shalayos is a scharim elas shaloshet daras. In some respect, the mitzvah is more lenient than a moini mayavi. Why is it so? Because a moini mayavi are also the oilam, and this is only for up to the third generation. And in din shenate es in a cave is miyad. It's a more lenient psul. We should say that only the males, so not the females. Amr loy im aloch in a kabel. If you have aloch moshe misina, we'll accept it. We don't, but in the din, leish tshuva. If it's a svar, there's a tshuva. Amal hen, loy, ki halacha, ani oime, then I have such a Kabbalah, that's halacha. Yeah, lemaise, it is a brisa that Rehuda disagrees, and the halacha is like the Tanakama. That's an interesting thing. The Gemara says that it says, al tvash lo kidmu eschem belechem amayim. They did not have midas of rachamim, the Klal Yisrael, when we went through the midbar. That's the reason why we passed the amoni of Amoini. And the Gemara says also that there wasn't such a taina on the woman, because a woman's tzanua, and it's not a death to go outside and greet everybody. She stays in the house. So you see an amazing thing, the koyach of tznius, that the husbands were passed for all the generations because of a lack of generosity. There was no taina on the women, because that was considered fitting behavior that they didn't go out. And we're talking about goyim over here. Yeah. A mamzer or a nosin is a certain nation that when his guy made Yeshua and they made them into avodim for Klal Yisrael, also isur misur oilam, they're also generation after generation that also echad zchorim echad nekeves, both males and females. If one of the parents is a mamzer, the child is a mamzer.